Look, certainly the approach this year, and it's not telling people how to suck eggs. It's really saying to people, take stock of your situation. How much silage have you got? The silage season's now finished, except in a few isolated cases where people are using it to clean up some poor quality pasture. But essentially, the silage season's finished. We know how much people have got now. We pretty much know that if you, and quite a few people have started, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago feeding, but you pretty much know that the feeding season is going to be from mid-November or early December right through till pretty much mid-May. It's rare that we see a shut off to feeding earlier than mid-May, even with a good break. We need that feed on hand to be able to shut round down and actually grow some grass. So really getting people to say, how much have you got? How many feeding days? How many cow numbers? And therefore, what's the gap? And if you've got a gap, go and fill it now because the fodder may not be around.
And those water requirements as well, as we look out over these hills, and I can't see too many dams here, but yeah, that's something to consider.
Absolutely. Some areas are not too bad for surface runoff, and they've had quite good falls that have actually got them into a reasonable situation. Other areas, which particularly the coastal strip, I sort of am saying pretty consistently, it's a strip that's about 10 k's in width that runs right around from Phillip Island right around to Yarram, has missed any significant rainfall now for over 12 months. And so surface catchment has been very, very poor. And a lot of those farms are going to be low on water unless they've got a bore or unless they've got access to a river. So pretty much, you know, do your assessment. If you don't know what to do, certainly get an expert in. Someone from, you know, the department can assess how much water you've got on hand, and also make inquiries to people like Southern Rural Water about what you can and what you can't do and what your options are.
What are your observations about how farmers are coping?
I actually think they're, under the circumstances, coping quite well. I think in this neck of the woods, one of the reasons is that it snuck up quite quickly. We actually had a really, really good season last year, even though rainfall was actually down. And that's because last year the rainfall was just enough in just the right time. This year there hasn't been enough and it hasn't been in the right time. So it snuck up quite quickly. So people haven't had a lot of time to sort of dwell on it. But equally, there's some people still with fodder stocks left from last year. So that certainly helped. The other thing that I think is there's been a really good collective knowledge built up over the last 10, 15 years where we had some pretty dry seasons and people have put those learnings into place pretty early. And that's fantastic to see.